What is up, Dolphin fans? We are back. The sound is playing again for some reason.
We don't hear it. That's just
I heard the sound again. Anyway, what's up, Dolphin fans? I'm back. TD took over Tuesday. I think you did a fantastic job.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Appreciate it. We're going to be looking at the schedule, see the things we like, the things we don't like. I don't know if we should do a record prediction.
No. It's
too early. We could do it for fun, say our ceiling and our floors, but
that's right.
I think it's a little too early. But today's episode, and obviously most of the Dolphin Collective, is powered by BetUS. Go check them out. Use the promo code YouTube150. You get 150% on your first deposit, 125% on your next, second, and third deposits, up to $2,000. Also, you could check us out on all available podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find podcasts. It's in the description, and be sure to give us a 5-star liking. It gets it out there. And one other thing before we get into this is the memberships. You get custom emojis, you get monthly member messages, you get your name in the outro. We do have an outro now with a bunch of names in it, and you get access to members only live chat. So go check all of that out. And again, it's the join button next to subscribe button if you want to become a member. Okay, geez, you got a lot to get through in the beginning.
Welcome back, Doug.
I'll go back and get another ultrasound in my heart after that one. So we are going to look at the schedule here. There we go.
Fancy.
Yes. Brought to you by BetUS. Regular season wins over under 8.5. You see the spread there. I don't know how. Why is it Steeler colors? The away in the divisionals, black and yellow, and then the white. I feel like they could have done that a little bit better. Initially, looking at the schedule, what was your biggest takeaway? We'll start with Omar.
Damn, why I had to start?
Because you're right below me.
My biggest takeaway about the schedule was I love the fact that you really only have three games that you have to worry about snow in. The New York Jets on December the 7th, Pittsburgh Steelers that Monday night game, December the 15th, and then the Patriots at the end of the season. I've been going to New England for God knows how many years. They're a city that can really handle their snow. Mm. That's it. It doesn't get like Buffalo, as long as it wasn't Buffalo at the end of the season.
Yeah, right.
And how many times have we seen Buffalo have to give their fans free tickets to volunteer to dig out the stadium? That's just
lakefront effect, man.
It's always that lakefront effect. I love the way the season opened. I think it opens very favorably for this team, gives Mike McDaniel a chance in my mind to deliver a 5-3 record. It gets very tough in the middle, and then I think it loosens up at the end. I know there's some tough caliber opponents, but I really like the way the season ended. I thought this was probably the best schedule I've seen for the Dolphins. I don't have any nitpicks. I don't have any like, man, I wish they would have.
Mm. What about you, Alan?
One thing I'm going to point out, Omar, is they had 5 potential cold weather games. They got 3 out of those. That's really great.
Not at all.
I mean, what the only other two they had would have been at Buffalo and then at Cleveland. Those are the only two they escaped. So they got 3 out of 5. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with your premise there. Sorry. Had to be done. I do agree with you that if Mike McDaniel's under the hot seat, depending on how hot it is, the schedule sets up nicely at the start. Because you're looking at Buffalo in week 3 is obviously a bear. But outside of that, add in the New England coming to Hard Rock State, New England, I think is going to be really good, but more so toward the end of the season. And then you got the Jets in the Monday night. And the other thing that struck me as very interesting was 5 primetime games for a team that looks, I don't want to use a term iffy right now, but not didn't think they were going to get 5 initial primetime games.
TD?
Yeah, the schedule is what it is. I just feel like the league set us up again. I mean, I actually have a ceiling where the Dolphins could start out 7-1 and still not make the playoffs in this situation, based off of history, at least. You know, Alan brings up a good point. Those cold weather games, we just don't know how to get a W in the column in those games, regardless of the opponent. And that's scary because the non-cold weather games are playoff teams. Like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Pittsburgh, well, not Pittsburgh, but the Bengals, we know they truly are. And the new and improved
playoff team.
Yeah, but I already factored them as one of the cold teams.
Okay.
So the Bengals in the Bucs on the back end of the schedule, I mean, this could easily be a collapse on the back end if history repeats itself from what we've been known to do. In these situations. So I'm not very favorable. I think it's all going to rely on the first eight games, how Miami comes out of that. And Omar said it lines up to potentially be a 5-3. I'm here to tell you they can't have less than 6-2, or we could really be in trouble on that back end. I mean, I may just be talking here, but let's just call the Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington stretch. That's not nice for us. That's not nice, okay? And then you add the three cold games on the back end. Like that, it's not nice. I don't like it.
When I look at the schedule, I love the bye week 12. I think we all kind of saw that coming when we found out we're playing in Madrid on week 11. It's foregone conclusion that we would have got a bye after that. I like how we start the season just facing the division, like get it, like show what team we are, show what the Patriots and Jets will be if they're going to be anything. And like Alan said, the primetime games are like one after the other after the other. Mm-hmm. Thursday then Monday, and at two the end Thursday of the year nights. Sunday then Monday, or Monday then Sunday, and then you have two Thursdays, and it's like, and then you have the Madrid game, which is going to be nationally televised. So to everyone who doesn't live in the Florida area and doesn't have Sunday ticket, you get to watch six Dolphin games. Like that's pretty crazy. And I was expecting two Thursday games at most,
because and it might be seven, Doug, because of the last week versus the Patriots.
Why? I thought there was like a rule that you could only have one Thursday night game. Alan Popardi, please explain. How did the Dolphins get two Thursday night games?
The Cowboys, I think, have four.
The rule has changed. Yeah, I think that was in effect
when the color rush stuff was happening. I think.
Yeah that's color changed rush. Now.
Yeah, the Cowboys have like four
Thursday night games. Man, they were like, we're tired of looking at you on national TV on Sunday night, so we're just going to give you a whole Thursday. I hope they're like Thursday night every week in a row.
Right? I think it's three is just that Thanksgiving mid game versus the Chiefs, I think, makes it kind of four.
I like the cold games, though. I'm not one to be like, oh, we need to, because you're gonna, unless we win the division, which I don't see that happening, or we get the number one seed, you're gonna have to play in the cold. So you know, you got to get over it, and you got to play in the cold. And these are teams that you could beat. Like, again, we look at the schedule, and we did the same thing last year when the schedule came out. We saw like, oh, we got to face the 49ers, then Cleveland, and that these are hard teams. So, you know, it's going to be a hard stretch. And then when we got to that six game stretch, they weren't hard anymore. We beat the 49ers. We beat Cleveland because both those teams were falling apart. So, like, right now we sit and we look at that last six games and you're like, that could be dangerous. And then once we get to the bye, you're like, well, the Jets suck like usual. And who's the quarterback for the Steelers? And, oh, look, the Bengals are injured like usual. Like, a lot of things could change. So, but that middle stretch, you know, I think once we get the divisional games out of the way and then that middle stretch of Ravens, Bills, and Washington, I think that's when you'll know, going into the bye, who's this team? And I think the bye comes at a perfect time because you know we're always getting injured. So that's
by the way, Doug, this doesn't come from me. I read it somewhere and it makes perfect sense. Because you were wondering who the Steelers quarterback is going to be. Do we think it's coincidence that the Steelers open against the Jets?
Yep.
And then they also have a Sunday night game against the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, sure. Two plus three equals four, doesn't it?
There's a possibility, though, he gets hurt, right? He's older. And then that Monday night game, Skylar Thompson versus the Miami Dolphins.
Well, who going to be playing for us if we playing the injury bug for quarterbacks?
Kyler Ewers. Thompson against Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers.
Seven rounder versus seven rounder. Who wins that one?
Who you got, Omar? Ewers or Skyler?
I'm going with Ewers. Even though I haven't paid attention to him passing the ball. I've seen enough of Skyler to know he's not a threat.
Y'all some Skyler haters, boy.
Something else I noticed while I was looking at the schedule, we don't play any 4 o'clock games. They're all 1 o'clock games or night games.
None's on the West Coast.
None. We don't play any West Coast games.
Yeah. Five 1 p.m. games at home for those who are keeping count of 1 p.m. games. Not that it matters because a lot of them are in like November and December. Yeah. But
they did it to us again, except for that Patriot game, which.
I mean, it's only fair, really, realistically, because it's a very legitimate competitive advantage. If you're the NFL, you kind of want to avoid that. Mm. If you're the Dolphins, you kind of want it.
Yeah.
Biggest home field advantage in the NFL, Dolphins 1 o'clock September games.
I remember, I think it was the last training camp, I got to talk to Darryl Bevel, and he was like, we hate that we don't play 1 o'clock games in September because they know it's an advantage. And I asked him about playing in that Kansas City playoff game, and he said he is one of the few that have played in the top three coldest games because he was the offensive coordinator for Seattle when they faced Minnesota, and they were outside because their dome collapsed, which crazy. Like, these cold games are nuts. And Pittsburgh, and especially New England, is going to be ridiculous, especially at the end. Like, the Jets, being that I live up in Jersey, it's hit or miss. Like, especially December 7th, it could be, like, 40 degrees or it could be 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Except we all thought the Cleveland game last year was going to be a nightmare in terms of the weather, and it was, like, 53 degrees at
kickoff. Exactly.
That's true. It rained, though. I remember getting wet. I had to carry my umbrella.
That was a messy game.
Right, I got a question real quick. Looking at the schedule, the first eight games, if the Dolphins start out 4-4, do you start trading people?
Mm-mm.
Looking at the back end?
No.
You know, it
depends on how they got 4-4. Like, if they have four games or like a 1 point, 3 point loss, then.
Really?
If you're Chris Greer and you think that your job's on the line, you're not going to trade away talent.
I think there's a possibility if they don't play hot. I think there's a possibility they could have a fire sale, and I don't care one way or the other.
Do you think that the bye fell in a good way where a coach can get fired, and then you could get your new coach in there for?
Oh man, stretch? Damn, Omar got the smirk.
Listen, that schedule and that three-game stretch in the middle of the year where you're going to really see who this team is, Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington. Yeah, week 12, I can smell it. I can smell it coming. And don't be naive to not think you want this coach to be around. You want to be – because this team, realistically, I think the biggest storyline of the season is will they quit on Mike? And if you want him around, I've covered Tony Sperano teams. I've covered Brian Flores teams. You know, they fought. I've covered Mike McDaniel last year. They fought back and rallied behind their coach because they knew that everybody's job was on the line. Well, you're coming into this year knowing everybody's job is on the line. If you do not play with a conviction and a commitment like everybody's livelihood matters. So we'll see.
And you got, like we were talking about, you got stretches where it gets hard. Like that Falcon team, that's not going to be an easy team. And
I don't think there's an easier team on the schedule right now, except for maybe New Orleans. What are you talking about?
That is true.
Carolina?
Indeed.
Carolina's not easy. I mean, when you look at what Bryce came on late last year.
He's right. Indeed, with Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones at quarterback in week one.
Anthony Richardson beat you last year.
That's true.
Omar. Why did the Dolphins lose?
I said his name. I said the boogeyman's name.
I think he ran for a critical first down in that
game. They lost 16-10 because they couldn't do anything offensively. They got stopped on fourth and one. They had two.
And the quarterback got hurt. Yeah, I was there.
And Tim Boyle threw a pass 20 yards out of bounds on fourth down on the last drive. I mean, Anthony Richardson did not beat the Dolphins.
He made plays on that critical stretch that allowed them to take the lead
with his legs. Yeah,
it was a four quarter victory for Anthony Richardson. I don't think he's good. Deliver a fourth quarter victory. He made plays.
He did not deliver the victory. The team won with him at quarterback.
I think they kicked the field goal. I can't remember exactly how they got the lead.
He did a first down. To win the game, and he got the first down with his legs.
He wasn't passing the ball, but no. He made play. He
carved us up with his legs. Yeah, he.
If you're saying he was anywhere near a determining factor in winning that game for the Colts, I don't know what to tell you, my man. But other than you, cray cray.
I just think that this whole season, and it's maybe unfair to put it on two teams because. I think it's two teams that could determine our entire season.
Please don't say it. Go ahead, say it.
The Jets and the Patriots. How good they are. How good they are. That's going to determine our season. We can't afford to split with them. We actually have to dominate them.
Okay. To get to where you want to avoid everybody being fired, I don't disagree with you. But I think that there's a possibility that you could split with every team in your division and then still play very well outside of your division and still get to 10 wins. I personally believe 10 wins saves everybody, no matter what happens. Just me.
I would agree with that, but it's just how do you get to those 10?
By winning 10 games.
Yeah, easier said than done. Listen,
I hate schedule day. Everybody knows that. Two, I hate sitting here and predicting what's going to happen because we don't know if Jalen Daniels is going to break his ribs in week three or if Joe Flacco. Like, Joe Flacco has had the same durability issues that Tua Tagovailoa has had. Like, we don't know where he's going to be in the league.
We don't know if
Aaron Rodgers is going to actually play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If I were him, I'd be taking offers from New Orleans Saints, too. We have no idea if Tampa's going to collapse or we don't know. And I always go into every single week thinking injuries will dictate the outcome of games. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty right on most of them.
Especially the Chargers. Everyone wants to chalk that Chargers up to a win.
I don't know why. That's crazy.
Justin Herbert's 1-2 versus the Dolphins.
Yeah, but I'll say this: since Harbaugh's been there, they found their real identity, led by running the football, and he turned that defense from ranked 32nd to top five in the league last year. They're going to be a problem, and they're adding on to the weaponry. I'm just shocked that they turned the defense from 32 to top five. Harbaugh is doing his thing.
Can I see you guys? Because I'm
you don't like this anymore.
All right.
I want to stare into Poupard's eyes. to me, schedule's going to be what it is. Mm-hmm. And opponents are going to.
The schedule is going to be what it is. Can I write this down and use it in one of my stories coming up?
I will give you permission. Cool. Like, you know who you've had to play all the time. You just didn't know the sequence and order. The only thing we know now is that there's a bye. We got five national TV games. And, we know when we're going to Madrid. And we know how many potential cold weather games we got. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a significant amount of new information. Why are you pooping yet, Omar?
And we know if we got five 1 p.m. games. No, I'm always poop. I hate. They've had the schedule done for like, what, 3 weeks. Why are you holding on to it? What are you waiting for?
Omar, why is the draft spread over 3 days? Why is it not?
Money.
I know, but why is it in the why is a draft in the middle of the NBA playoffs? Like, yeah, I know. The NFL they want to pull it out and show you how big it is. That's really what it is. Oh,
Lord. What do you think drew more interest Wednesday night, the schedule release or the NBA playoffs? Who played in
the playoffs? Absolutely, the schedule release. Yeah,
exactly.
NBA and NHL playoffs. I'm like, this is
Go Panthers.
You don't have to. You don't have to big boy everybody.
They stretched it out. Now it's like release some games Monday, release some games Tuesday, release some game.
Then everybody released their videos.
Yeah.
And I like to like see it fresh with like not being spoiled. So I was like social media dark for like 2 days.
So how did everybody feel about Tyreek being trolled by two teams?
I think it's funny he didn't care. Like they apologized.
I think he didn't care because everybody wanted him to care.
Yeah, so he was doing it.
No, but his latest one coming back, taking a little shot at the Colts was absolutely hilarious. I don't know if you saw that one.
No,
check it out. He took a little jab at the Colts himself. It's actually
like sitting at a laptop. He like closed it and like got up and walked away.
What did he do?
He like sitting at a laptop and then he like did something and then closed it and like walked away like I won one or something like that.
You gotta check it out. It's really really funny. And then the Chargers.
What platform did he put it on?
Yeah, because I'm like,
I saw it on Twitter.
Next. Yeah, I saw it on Next also. The on Chargers Twitter. Are completely outrageous with the number of little shots they take at everybody.
I love it. There was one team that I looked at some of the other teams, but Chargers were clearly the first team because I wanted to see all the little subtle shots that they took. And I love Tyreek being late for the. I love Tyreek being late for the huddle meeting. I love him inserting Baker Mayfield into it.
Oh my God.
I was like, classic.
McDaniel swimming away at the end of a halftime interview.
Yes.
There's some little nuances too. They don't play any teams coming off a bye, which is interesting. And a bunch of the games that they play, the teams have like some hard opponents the week before. Now, it doesn't mean anything, but I just found it interesting. Like those two primetime games versus Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, the week before Pittsburgh plays Baltimore, and then the week before we play Cincinnati, Cincinnati plays Baltimore. It's like, it's crazy. The Falcons play the 49ers before us. The Bills week 10 play the Chiefs before us. Washington before going to Madrid plays Detroit before us. It's like they got some hard games before they have to face the Dolphins. And take effect, or do you think it's just another game?
I'm distracted. I'm trying to figure out where Tyreek Hill's living.
I just saw it. It's on his Twitter.
I know. I see it on his Twitter. I don't think it's very funny, but
it's actually not that funny. It's just, but I get it. The only W the Colts got, but yeah.
Okay, that's funny.
There's.
thank you.
I didn't read the commentary. Okay, all right, that was funny. I just watched the video, but I'm trying to figure out where he's living. Like,
a nice place, Omar. How about that? A nice.
Zooming in. Hotel. I see reflections.
You sure, that's a hotel.
Yeah, because I could see through the window. I'm trying to figure. He's in a beachside hotel. I can see through the window. Yeah.
Okay, that works.
Intercoastal.
Intercoastal hotel. But, you know, I want Tyreek. I really want the best for him to settle into life and existence and, you know.
You said that Tuesday, Omar.
I know. I've lived that life. He needs to stabilize himself. Living in a hotel is not stabilizing yourself.
If he's still with the team, 200 yards week one?
If he's still with the team, what are you talking about?
He is the team.
Hold on. You are not one of those people who believes that Tyreek is going to be traded June 1st, right?
He is the team.
Not June 1st.
oh, you mean like, no. Tyreek, how many times have they said to you, Tyreek is not trading? Tyreek is not being traded.
We'll see.
We will see.
Man.
I can't even believe you, Doug. What is your rationale behind your disbelief here?
Hey, they get two firsts, like Chris Greer said. He's gone.
Hey, never mind. You got a point there. Okay,
okay. Let's wait on that one. Yeah.
But you think he goes off week one? He's going to be throwing up those deuces a lot, especially against the Colts.
Who's his quarterback?
Tua.
Okay.
The man who he thrives with. Do you notice that when he's not on the field, Hill doesn't do so well?
Does he? Doug, he didn't thrive last year when Tua was on the field.
Doug, don't go there.
When he was, when he's on the field versus off, it's much better.
Oh, yeah, it's better, but it's still not saying much.
What's the matter, Alan?
Omar, do I need to do it?
Yeah, go for it. Do your thing. Go ahead, Alan.
Come on, man.
Bring the facts.
Me for so long. Do you know, in very limited action in 2022, Omar shaking his head. Teddy Bridgewater
yep.
did not play any game where he played as much as full three quarters. In two of the games where he played two quarters plus, Tyreek had over 100 yards receiving with Teddy Bridgewater. If you project it to 17 games, it's over. It was would have been 2,300 yards for Tyreek. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, obviously, it's too much of a sample size to do this, but if we're going to say Teddy Bridgewater sucked, for those who do, then don't come at me of like, well, the sample size is too small to project numbers, but it's not too small to say he sucked. It's one or the other.
Is it the Minnesota game?
Any of those quarterbacks sucked. I'm just saying Tyreek performs and produces more with Tua on the field.
And I just pointed out to you that no, he doesn't.
So his stats, because obviously I don't have a prepared thing in front of me with the stats in it. His stats in that what was it like a game and a half with Teddy?
It was two mm-hmm. games with less than three full quarters, over 100 yards each.
Second half of Bengals when Tua got concussed, Minnesota game. Trust me, because right. I've done the same analysis.
So that versus his time with Tua, he has a better average with yes. Teddy than he does
yes.
with
yes. Yes. yards per yes. game. Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. But so,
but not everybody else.
We're talking Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, and Tyler Huntley. No offense. I mean,
hey, they kept calling penalties on Skylar in that game, that Minnesota game. But they were going off. They were on pace for over 400 and something yards in that Minnesota game.
They lost that game because Jalen Waddle fumbled at the Minnesota 30-yard line when they were driving for a game-winning touchdown.
Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna blame them.
Mike said, "Doug versus reality." It's more about a perspective.
Here come Omar with Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey ain't going nowhere.
Now that's one. Now that's one player who is going to be traded.
And Doug, I'm not taking shots, Doug. I just want that narrative to disappear. That you know, no two what Tyreek can't do anything. That's all I'm doing there.
Oh, I don't say that. I don't think that he can't do anything. I just think that he performs better with him on the field. Not saying he doesn't perform well with other quarterbacks. I just think he performs better with two on the field versus with him off the field.
I think he performs better with two healthy hands.
Well, in the video, he went like this. So we good to go.
Well, yeah, he just got screws removed out of his hand.
Three days ago, he was fishing. Y'all got me trolling Tyreek's Twitter account, which I don't do because Tyreek is.
Don't be trolling on Twitter, man. That ain't good, man.
TD's job. Let him have. Don't take his job away from him.
That ain't good for nobody. No trolling on Twitter, man.
He's been fishing with Peely 2 days. One day there was a cast, and then the other day it's a wristband. So, you know, I don't even know who Peely is, but he wears a banana suit.
Brandon Peely?
No, not just a guy named Peely who wears a banana suit.
Oh, he not must Brandon be an influencer Peely? Or something.
No, I do have a serious question, though. Tua's injury, is that gone? Are we done with that?
Supposedly.
Okay.
I mean, see him showing up in the Dolphins social media clips of them working out, and doesn't look like there's any issue, so.
Yeah, nope. and we asked Mike McDaniel, and he says, "Yeah, it's gone. It's in the past."
Okay,
that was my bit when we were gonna draft him, and when I was doing my prospects, I was just like, "That hip scares the crap out of me."
Scare the crap out of a lot of NFL teams too.
Still does.
It's kind of like JGI with his not to the extreme, but JGI with his knee, it took years off his career. That hip's probably taken years off of his NFL career.
I initially was talking to a team during that draft process. They're like, "Yeah, we expect him to have like a 10-year career." And quarterbacks could play 15.
Good.
Yeah, quarterbacks could easily play 15. Tua? Yeah.
Oh man, and you were still advocating for that, huh, Omar?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and five down. Nothing to show.
Five down. Yeah, we're
five more. To okay. You want to see five more, though, right?
Yes. You want to give me an alternative?
There you go.
That's why right.
You want to give me an alternative?
TD, you asked the Tua question, and now we're talking about Tua again.
No, Omar kills me with that comment. If you come at me with,
we got to get rid of Tua, I'm going to say, give me the alternative.
Well, you had him in the fifth round sitting right there.
Yes, and you didn't take him. And now if Shedeur Sanders becomes a real baller and player in the NFL, it's a regrettable Dolphins mistake. And Jordan Phillips will always forever be the player linked that should have been Shedeur Sanders. Now, you got Kirk Cousins out there. You want Kirk Cousins? Let's go get Kirk Cousins. You got Aaron Rodgers out there. You want Aaron Rodgers? Let's go get Aaron Rodgers.
No, I want to do what you all advocated for before we got Tua. I want to tank for Arch.
There's no guarantee that Arch is even going to come
out. Well, you know, you can get that.
He's a Manning.
If you guarantee him.
He's a Manning.
Okay.
And
he's going to pick where he goes. He's
making $5 million this year at Texas.
He's going to his grandpa's team. That's where he's going. Yeah,
his grandpa might say, "Hey, no, you can't. Nobody, you're not going to New Orleans.
Don't waste your career there."
So he'll be allowed to do it, but
if he's better than Shedeur, yes, he should.
Yeah, hey, but we don't know that. He couldn't even start over Quinn Ewers. I'm just saying.
You're correct.
No, correct. But that's a different. The reason Shedeur couldn't do it is because he wasn't good enough to be able to dictate that.
Why he wasn't good enough?
And he had a father who was known as a meddler.
Come on, TD. Are you serious? Are you saying Shedeur Sanders was generational, he would have been able to dictate where he played. He's not generational.
He is generational. They just told y'all he wasn't.
No, he is not generational.
My eyeballs told me he's not.
Yes.
Generational.
Oh, let's get to some of these questions.
Change of topic already.
Let's see. We got a new member here.
Josiah,
welcome, my man. We got a $20 donation from Weston McAlexander. He says, "Love the show." This question is off topic. Love off topic questions. In the 2019 draft, do you think the Dolphins should have taken Jeffrey Simmons over Christian Wilkins or even Dexter Lawrence?
Simmons.
I got a story for you guys. Just let me go. 2019 draft. Look it up.
I love Jeffrey Simmons. So yeah, I like Christian Wilkins. Don't get me wrong, Wilkins. He's a good player.
Do you guys want story time?
No. Let's do it. But anyway, thanks for offering.
Let me get my friend.
Go ahead, Omar.
You might have been there. So back in the day, and this is only going to be shared on Dolphins Collective. Back in the day, Steve Ross come out and talk to us on draft day, and just shoot the shoot. And we find out the stories behind the draft, and we find out, you know, what's going on, and we find out, you know, basically what he did. I remember the year that who was the kid that they thought he killed his girlfriend, offensive lineman.
Lyle Collins.
Remember the year part where he came down and was basically polling the media on whether or not they should have drafted him. And this was before the draft was done. We all universally were like, yes, please, yes, yes. And he was like, well, those guys decided that they weren't going to do it, and we can't do it. And I'm like, you're the owner. Please do it. But anyway, and then he sends the charter plane and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, yeah, but we come to find out the NFL mandated that no team selected. We didn't know that at that time. But here's the story. Christian Wilkins was not the player that they wanted to select at 13. He's the player that they said, all right, guess we'll take this guy. Jonah Williams was the player that they wanted to select at 13, and their hearts were broken when he was off the board at 11. And lo and behold, look at the careers of both players. That's why it's like the draft is just luck. It's literally you don't know, and an injury can derail somebody's career. Because everybody thought Jonah Williams was going to be like a sure shot first round, you know, elite player. And at that time, didn't they have Laramie? No, they traded away Laramie Tunsil.
2019, yeah. They still had him. They traded him in September that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, and that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, but it is what it is.
So that's another notch on Greer's belt to know that was going to be his pick.
I'm not saying that, but that was a Brian Flores, Chris Greer selection. I don't know who was behind, but the criticism about Chris Greer is he's always been very passive about.
He even said it, yeah.
Yeah. And so you and Brian Flores is a bully, so I have a hard time believing that. That's why I never believe these theories that, oh, they forced two on Brian Flores. You wasn't forcing nothing on Brian Flores.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You were not
their quarterback.
And the way that Chris Greer operates, if Brian Flores said, I don't want to coach Tua, done. If he would have said, yeah, Tua's not my type of guy. Tua's not my type of quarterback. Remember that whole Safi Dean about how Brian Flores like abused Tua during their meeting at the combine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Flores ever came out and said to Chris Greer, yeah, I really don't like his personality. I really don't like the injury risk. Let's go Herbert. Let's go Love. It would have been done. So that's why I hate these whole Brian Flores never wanted Tua. Like, please, if you know Chris Greer, if Brian Flores said, yeah, I'm not feeling Tua, Tua would not be a Miami Dolphin.
No, but he wasn't banging the table for him. It's somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No. I never said he was banging the table for him.
No. Okay. Correct.
Yeah. But
from he was actually, according to people that I talked to, he was actually banging the table for Jordan Love. He wanted to select an offensive lineman and then Love at 18.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But from my understanding, when he got Tua in the building, there was questions about his work ethic, like the extra time being put in.
I hate those. I don't.
Versus
I don't,
playing a golf simulator.
He wasn't playing a golf simulator.
Can we discuss the question and get off the Tua topic already?
I think we didn't bring it up this time.
Well, you never miss an opportunity to throw that in there.
I don't think they had a chance at any of those guys.
They did.
On the board.
See, yeah. Simmons was. Oh yeah, Dexter Lawrence came went after Tua.
Simmons was coming off an ACL, which is why he wasn't going to be ready at the start of the season. Which is why he lasted until he lasted. But here's the thing: 2019, we already knew was a rebuilding season for the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. So why the hell would, if any team could have afforded to wait on a guy,
it was
the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Shout out to Saeed Duran becoming a member.
I've lost my ability to do the hearts here today.
I want to get to this one real quick.
Doug, William, I'm a member.
Gifted 5 memberships. 1 to Tony H. 1 to Ernest Peterson. 1 to Mike Best. 1 to Billy Batson. 1 to Stan the Man. Shout out to you.
There's another one.
Oh, I got to throw them all. No West Coast away games. Does this help at all? We're
kind of going to the East Coast away games.
Yeah, we got to go to Madrid.
We're going one hell of a away game. Didn't you do a story part about how the miles being traveled by this team?
I did. Thank you for mentioning that.
20 stories.
On MiamiDolphinsOnSI.com. The Dolphins came in at 7th highest total of miles, except more than a third of those are the round trip to Madrid. Outside of that, they don't even leave the Eastern time zone. So no. It's actually a pretty friendly. Wow. I
think New England is the farthest they travel because it's Cleveland, Jets, and everything's kind of like right there.
Hold on, let me check my notes. I wrote down
Buffalo first in New England.
Sorry?
Is Buffalo? Which one's higher, New England or Buffalo?
Hold on, New England.
Here we go.
Is at the top.
Oh.
I got flack for saying these things.
Foxborough.
People like to get on me in my comment section and hurt my feelings.
Be nice to Doug.
People like messing with me. Like, I did my schedule review, and like I said, I like to see it with fresh eyes. So I was trying to find the Dolphins, and they had it on their site labeled 2024 schedule. But it started with the Colts. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, we didn't start the season with the Colts. I'm like, but it says 2024, whatever. And I'm doing it like recording it live. So I'm like, I don't want to waste time sitting here. So it's like, screw it. And everyone's like, you were on the page. I'm like, you do my job.
Everybody's
not easy.
Yeah. Trust me, that's my life.
I got a membership.
You got a membership?
Yep, I was gifted.
I want to get somebody.
Get out of here. Where
you really? For special people only, Omar.
You are gifted. Oh, damn. The man's funny.
Well, Lewis with the $2 surprise / surprise with home field advantage September 1 p.m. It's only one, though. I am surprised that they gave us one, especially against the Patriots, but then they also flip it on us because then we're facing the Patriots at the end of the year. It's like
they try to make the schedule as fair as possible. I thought it was very kind to Mike McDaniel. I really did. I just thought this was a gift from the schedule gods. Poupard disagrees with me, but
why did I disagree with you?
Because you're like, oh well,
the weather.
Yeah, I thought yeah, you're like three of five possible games
you're like saying they didn't get any cold weather out.
That's not a concern. That's not a concern for you, though, Omar.
Huh?
Those three cold weather games. Why? Like,
you got to play in the cold.
You know why? Because. I've never. How many years have I gone to Boston? Weather's never really an issue, and the Jets, it is what it is. Like it's gonna be what it's gonna be.
It was fine last year in the season finale.
It's Buffalo. It's Buffalo and Cleveland that I fear, and they didn't. They were like, "Hey, put them over early."
Was it not cold last year in the season finale?
No. I don't think
so. It was cool. I mean, it was 50 degrees, right?
It was cool weather, but it wasn't like you know what? It was like windy cold.
Yeah, that's Dolphin terrified zone. I mean, that's why we lost.
No, that's not why we lost.
No, Huntley throwing what? 3 interceptions? How many interceptions did Huntley throw? He had a bad day on that finale.
Huntley played in the finale?
Yeah.
He did. He was bad. He was good in the second half. He was just bad.
Tua didn't play?
No.
Oh, Jesus. I'm moving on.
You didn't know that, TD.
I'm moving on. He's not being serious.
No. I thought he finished the season this year.
Nope.
Oh my God. I keep dreaming.
With the $5 donation. Hello from Seattle. Thank you for the awesome podcast. Keep it up. Thank you for the donation, bud, and helping out. We got another gifted $5. I got to find who he gifted.
Onaron. I'd like
to. Onaron.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, so Will, I was reading off. Onaron Williams gifted subs are to TD Finn's talk, Ernest Peterson, Mike Best, Billy Batson, Standy, and Miller Hendricks. TD got a gifted membership.
He's in ears only, baby.
I'm about to get me a gifted sub.
Oh my gosh.
You make me jealous now.
Derek with the $10 big donation. Had to support this channel. Love you guys. Poop, turn on your membership. Go Dolphins. I have
how
some.
How do you turn on your membership?
You got to like go in the settings and then allow
you membership. You said do sit, Omar. Okay, we'll be here all week.
You're funny today.
Good draft. Let's see if McDaniel can do something. It's a big year for that man.
Yeah,
Derek, thanks for this.
We got so many gifted subs. We also got Ernest with the 5 gifted subs. Who did you gift them to?
I'm like, how do I get my subs gifted?
Oh. Comment in the comment section. Maybe it'll recognize.
I did. I don't know.
CJ Charleston, JC, 1, Finns in the house, G, and Teddy. Gifted subs from Ernest and Shadow. Fates also gifted subs. Shout out to Shadow, 2.
Can you put in the comment how you pronounce that so I can pronounce it?
I think it's Fate.
Fates.
Yeah, just with a Z. Ricardo, Jared, Miller Hendricks. Low Jimmy, Louie M, and Don Green. You guys are so generous tonight. Jeez.
Can we get questions from the people, by the way? I love sure. those. I definitely want more questions, especially from the gifted subs. We still have not talked. We had a whole episode about Jalen Ramsey and did not talk about where Jalen could possibly end up.
We had a whole title and everything, and then we were like, bye. And everyone's like, wait.
And I want to apologize for that, because it's, you know, that's irresponsible. Here's my thing. I think Jalen is about going places where he's familiar and he's comfortable with the people. So I think Atlanta, the Rams. I don't think Jalen's going to Detroit. Maybe Baltimore. You know, we talked about, there was a team that needed him, Pupar. There's a team that I thought, Houston, and you were like, yeah, they don't need a cornerback. They don't need a cornerback.
They don't need safeties either. I mean, their secondary is the only way they would trade for him is to move him at safety. But even then, they have Bullard, who's very good, and because they have Petrie as a nickel, Lassiter and Stingley on the outside. I mean, that's about as good a set of cornerbacks as you can have.
Would he move to safety for a better team?
Hell no.
I think
he wants to be that guy.
Hell no. He's not moving to safety.
I think Tampa's out.
You think he moves to safety? Hell no.
If it gets him in Miami to a contender.
Hell no. I can promise you he's not moving to safety.
Okay.
Did you see what Adam Schefter said? That there's more interest in Jalen Ramsey than people realize. Trade could be announced in June, potentially. Schefter noted in a trade happens before it would be processed until after June 1st.
Favor to the agent.
I think he may end up in L.A. with the Chargers.
Ooh. The Chargers. That's interesting.
That's an interesting name. I think L.A. is a possibility because I don't know where his daughters are, but family factors into this decision a lot.
Also money. Are the Dolphins going to try to –
I really hope they don't. There is no Jalen Ramsey welfare. Sorry. And if you have to give Jalen Ramsey welfare and you're Steve Ross, that should be another notch on why you should fire people, in my opinion.
I agree.
Okay. Beside what they should do, what percentage do you believe it could happen that the Dolphins eat some money to facilitate a trade? Because I think it's to dismiss it as no way in hell it's happening. I think
if you drastically improve the draft pick, I'll give you $5 million. Give me a second, I'll give you $5 million.
You're not getting a second
either. Okay, well then you're not getting $5 million.
I'll give you three. You throw in $5 million. I think is the best the Dolphins might be able to.
I agree with you, but I'm not throwing in $5 million. I would give you three, and maybe.
But so we have zero leverage, though.
I'll give you $5 million.
We have no leverage, though, Omar.
You're 100% right, but this is about Jalen getting out and getting to a place where he wants to be. His agent, David Magueta, has a lot of power and influence, and they're going to shake down somebody just right. If I'm Steve Ross, I am not allowing you to shake me down again.
There's some rumblings out there about the Eagles being interested. And again,
that doesn't make sense because him and your old man.
not only that, my buddy Vic. The Eagles got rid of Darius Slay in the offseason strictly because he was getting older and he was making too much money. So they're going to bring in Jalen Ramsey. It doesn't make sense.
This is a good question from Onwarn. I don't know how to pronounce your name, and I apologize.
Onwarn.
Yeah, you're asking a dyslexic to read that and pronounce it. It's just not going to happen. Is Cam Smith making this roster? Will he break out, or is he a waste of a second-round pick?
He's definitely making the roster.
Yeah, but I think Greer's comments about not holding his hand is going to tell you, you know.
He's making a roster even if he don't.
The thing is, he's got to show you that he's ready, willing, and capable of working, and ready, willing, and capable of staying healthy. He knows his storyline. He knows he got to stay out of Tootsies. He knows the real deal. Like if you fall prey to the things that people are talking about regarding you, then you don't want it.
All right, Omar, is this a like prevalent thing happening with players? Like, you know, that lifestyle. Like, is like 30% of the team out here wilding like this?
I don't have the answer to that question. It's going to be the off season in just like a minute. And please, wild out and enjoy yourselves.
Can I make two quick points?
Okay.
Two quick things about Cam Smith. Number one, if he doesn't make the roster, to me, it would happen very quickly in camp if he reports in less than ideal physical condition. That's number one. Number two, the other night we were talking about why it is that they've kept Channing Tindall as a high pick who hasn't done anything, because Channing Tindall works his ass off. The light, he's just not a great enough. Okay, but at least you don't have any issues as far as doing the things he needs to do to put himself in the best possible position to succeed.
Is Cam Smith doing special team work?
He was. It could be booby trap in the river. Let's not be specific.
That was a joke.
I gotta put my sound bar on because that deserved an AO.
We need a laugh track in the background. That's what we need.
Oh, because Tindall's on special teams. So listen,
you know. some of your favorite Dolphin fans lived at Tootsie's. Some of them.
Names.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Stitches. That's all. Yes, stitches.
I mean, Tootsie's is literally 3 miles away from the facility.
Yeah. Like, how do you get there?
How do you get? On 199, then you go down US 1, then you turn left on 183rd.
If you hit 95, you went too far.
Yeah, okay. If you hit 95, you went too far.
I'm going to be down there for the Buffalo game. I need directions.
You can go in the back. There's a nice pool hall. You can watch games, and okay. The food is phenomenal.
Oh, I know. I recommend it. Go to Miami.
Food rice.
I'll be there Saturday, Omar, so I'm going to call you. Okay. You and my dad will go to Tennessee.
Doug, you going to be down there for real?
That's the game I'm going to try to go to, is the Buffalo game at home.
Okay.
Man, yeah. I have met plenty of Dolphin fans at Tootsie's. So wow. I'm sorry, not that I go there on a regular basis. No, I do.
You met them all in one night. Yeah, we know. It's
like years. He walks in, they're like, Omar.
Yeah. The usual Omar.
You got your booth over here, Omar.
I'm usually upstairs, but not in the special room.
Omar, go through the back.
William, another 5 donation gifts to Morris, DB. Zigla Wiggla, High Tech Head, Adam, Black Welder, and JD.
William picks like the weirdest names he could find.
No, he don't pick them. They just random.
Okay.
At least I think they are.
Look at this name, Birthday Salami. Ramsey wants to go to Atlanta. He's a big fan of head coach Morris. Curious about a potential return.
Yes, interesting. Absolutely. I've heard that Raheem and Raheem, they're homeboys. Atlanta's not a competitor, and Atlanta's closest hometown, which is Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Atlanta's not a.
Why would you say that? Atlanta's not a competitor.
They were in the battle down in the final weeks last year with Tampa Bay until they gagged this one game. Was it against Washington?
And that was with the quarterback controversy.
No, there's no quarterback controversy there.
No, that was with it. They replaced them.
It's the NFC. Correct. You believe Atlanta's a competitor?
Absolutely. Atlanta built their defense.
Absolutely.
We'll see. Good thing we do the show during the season.
He's also tied. He's also tied with Brandon Staley, but he's not going to New Orleans, where Staley's a new DC. Because New Orleans is in for a long year.
Mr. Moneybags over here, William, with the $10 donation. Let's say getting a draft pick back for Ramsey's off the table. What player or players would you trade him for that could help the team now?
I have heard somebody within the league mentioned a gentleman named David Oniwamade. I looked at his contract. It's not a very favorable contract, but he's a player. He's a starter that the Rams would seemingly want to move off from. But I'm not interested in taking a player in another bad contract. Sorry. I just want the draft pick.
I'll throw one out there. Just Michael Meyer, Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh yeah. And there's another one. There's a Green Bay cornerback.
Not Jair Alexander.
Jair Alexander.
No, he stays hurt, man.
He's hurt.
Big money stays hurt.
I don't want a player for Jalen Ramsey. Just get a pick. Now, if it's a pick and a player, I honestly, you're right. There's no leverage. So
Oh, man. Oh, boy, the chat say he's writing articles, man.
I make sure my articles are written before I go.
Inspiration.
AJR with the fiber says, don't sleep on Tootsie's chicken wings.
Oh, yeah, the lemon pepper chicken wing, man, please.
He says, Omar, love your videos. Hate that you share a YouTube channel with the Herald. Oh, man, that's too funny. Oh. Chicken wings. Another $5 donation from a man. He says, Doug already bought my tickets for the 11-9 versus Buffalo. I'll be there all weekend. If you could do a meetup, let me know. Yeah, if I do go, I'll do a meetup and do something.
I'm telling you, you could go in the back. There are no strippers in the back. They only go to the back in the back.
I'll bring my daughter. We'll have fun. My 4-year-old.
Oh, man.
Omar, next you're going to tell me there's no champagne in the champagne room?
I know there's no sex in the champagne room. I know that for a fact.
I've never been to the champagne room, gentlemen.
Sure. Yeah.
No, seriously, I go to strip club to eat. I will bring my best friend here. I go to strip clubs to eat.
And you read Playboy for the articles?
$463 here. We only got 187 likes. If you don't like this stream for just the conversations that the four of us have, be sure to like and hit that subscribe button. Also, don't forget to join. You get a ton of great perks. Omar, what do you got going on? It's kind of getting towards the dead part. I know OTA start on the 27th. You got anything going on before that?
I do have a column up about Devon Achan. You know, his goals for 2025, wants to be a 1,000-yard runner, not to give it away. And he's really done some very paramount, impressive things early in his career. I'm not even of the opinion that he had a good season last year, but I put a lot of that on the offensive line. But other than that, it's my birthday tomorrow, so I will be celebrating my birthday.
Happy early birthday, bud.
Thank you, gentlemen. I might get up at Tootsie's. I might not. I don't know.
Omar going to get that Tootsie stuff.
Hey, if you see Omar there, buy him some wings, man. Get him some wings.
Alan, what you got going on? I'm going to give you the fireworks, Omar, and it's not working. My fingers are not working today.
Yeah, you lost your privileges, bro.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
damn.
There we go.
Omar,
we've got a podcast up on Dolphins in depth on the schedule. We'll be doing one next week on what I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Alan, what you got going on?
Seven stories on the site today, probably nice. Another five tomorrow, everything and anything. Did something on the rest differential where the Dolphins are among the league leaders. In fact, they were second in the NFL behind only the Detroit Lions. And then with the caveat, does it really matter in terms of the wins and losses?
So, what, how do you determine the rest differential?
If I'm playing on 7 days rest, Sunday to Sunday, and the other team is playing Monday night, therefore playing on 6 days rest, that's a +1 in rest differential for my team. Mm. And then you do that with every game and you come up with a total. Check it out, MiamiDolphinsOnSite.com, where all the content is free.
Good announcement.
So I also have a video breaking down the schedule on the All Dolphins podcast. Back at it tomorrow with another video, more foolishness, like we always do. And then OTA, as you mentioned, starts
27th,
but we have more media availabilities coming up next week.
TD, what you got going on?
Nothing, just advocating for the Dolphins to sign Xavier Howard. Bring him back to finish his career the right way. I just think that if with the options that I'm hearing, you can't. Why not just bring him in? Like, yeah. I personally don't get it. I know a lot of people keep on killing me for this take, but you can't do worse. So he's giving Miami enough to say thank you, farewell, season. So I believe that.
I support you on that, TD, and. I know Xavier's in great shape. He's actually coaching Western High School right now, which blows my mind.
Really?
I have talked to him. He's willing. He really didn't play anywhere last year because he started to fall in love with being a dad and being in his kids' lives and picking them up from school. And that and once that happens, man,
it'll be It'll be hard to get him back to Miami, though. I know he don't want to play for Tua, so.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
TD. We had two workouts last year, Cincinnati and Dallas, and neither of them materialized into a contract.
And that's because they wanted him to sign an injury waiver that meant if he suffered the same foot injury, they would not be on the hook
for the money.
For the money or his recovery. And he was like, bump that.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
I think it'd be a good look for Miami. Bring him in.
Yeah, I don't know.
There has been no movement towards that, though.
I know. No. Yeah, I just don't understand the movement towards the guys that we've been looking at, though. That's my concern.
Yeah, you can follow me, youtube.com/DougLeeDoWrong, and on Twitter at DougLeeDoWrong. But yeah, that's what we got for you guys. Don't forget, check out the audio platforms. You can check us out on Apple, on Spotify, all that good stuff. And we will see you guys Tuesday at 8:30. What we're going to talk about, you'll have to tune in to find out.
That's right. Well, happy birthday, Omar.
Happy birthday, bud.
Happy birthday, Omar.
Thank you, gentlemen.